Project Jump Point initiated. Taipei. Side 1, Milk and Honey.
Gonna be extra careful. I promise I'll make it this year. Alrighty, a chai latte for you and an iced latte for me.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I'm so happy we were finally able to get a little coffee date in. Or a chai latte date or whatever you want to call it. I'll stop talking.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm happy too. I got distracted by this mug. It's got a little chip in the bottom.
I can go get you another one if you want.
No, that's okay. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? The question should be what I haven't been up to. Work has been insane. I've been running around like a chicken with my head off and just...
IT?
Yeah, it's the kind of job that never slows down. It also doesn't help that I keep putting more on my plate, picking up smaller jobs for companies when I can.
Have you ever thought of taking a break?
No. Honestly, I haven't. Usually I'm just running around thinking about me. But now there's you.
Well, I don't want to add any stress or anything.
No, not at all. This is great. You're great.
Well, thank you.
Of course. So, less about me and more about you. What have you been up to?
I wish I had a creative answer or something exciting to say, but I really don't.
I'm not looking for an elaborate, detailed answer. Just something simple.
Well, for starters, I'm sitting across from this really cute guy.
Oh, shit.
What are you doing?
Looking for this cute guy you're talking about.
Stop.
This is such a neat little coffee shop. I've never been here before, but I like it a lot. Have you been here before?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Did I say something wrong?
No, not at all. I have been here before. My ex and I used to come here a lot. Actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up any bad memories. I just picked a place with good reviews, and I thought...
It's okay. I'm not offended.
Bill? Right? The guy's name was Bill?
Yeah. Why?
Let's both forget about Bill. The past is the past. We can't change the past, but we can change the future. So, here's to the future. To us.
To us.
Oh, shit.
What?
I just chipped the mug. That was the beginning of us. I hope that answers your question. Emily saw me at my best and my worst. She never once entertained the thought of leaving. The crazy part is, I wouldn't have blamed her if she did. Because when you commit to someone, their highs become your highs, and your lows become their lows. Maybe you can appreciate that. I'm not sure if you're in a relationship or not. But the point is, not everybody can handle that pain. But Emily could. Dating someone like that is beyond rare. So when I knew that I had a partner that was not only loyal, but someone I was completely and utterly in love with, proposing was a no-brainer. It was scary, daunting, but exciting all at the same time. I'll never forget the day I asked her father for his blessing. Emily's mom and I had already talked about it because we had a healthy connection in that way, but Hank was a solemn man. And I knew he was going to have only the highest expectation for whoever married his daughter.
Hudson! Come in! How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Fine, just fine. Have a seat. You like anything to drink?
No, thanks.
All right.
Would it make you feel better if I had something?
I suppose it depends on how long you'll be here. What brings you over?
I wanted to, I'm sorry, I totally had this written out in my head, and now I lost the phrasing.
Just speak.
I wanted your permission to marry Emily.
Excuse me?
See why I was attempting to speak more eloquently now. I wanted to ease into this, but yeah. I want to marry Emily, but I want your approval to do so first.
Do you love her?
Of course, more than anything in the world.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why do you love her?
She brings out the best qualities in me and fills me with joy every day. Truly. And when I have the happiness in my life that she brings me, I'm encouraged to be the best version of myself every day for her. And I hope that in return for me striving to be a better version of myself, that I can bring her the same happiness that she brings me. Ever since we got together, Emily has been a necessity in my life. I need her, and I believe she needs me too.
She's a strong girl.
I know she is. I don't mean that she's dependent on me, but that we fulfill a piece of each other that we couldn't on our own. Ultimately, now that I've had Emily in my life for some time, I can't ever imagine my life without her. Is that the answer you're looking for?
Well, it's not about the answer I'm looking for. Is that what you believe?
Wholeheartedly, sir.
Do you know how you're going to propose?
Yes, I wanted to wait until we spoke, but...
I don't want to hear the plan. I just want to know that you have one. Do you think she'll say yes?
Excuse me?
Well, proposals are a grand gesture, Hudson, but that doesn't mean she has to say yes. She doesn't owe anybody anything.
I understand.
I'm not trying to discourage you. Emily doesn't commit to just anyone. You're special to her. But no, she thinks about the long term at the same time. She isn't afraid to pull the plug. Now, I remember this one guy she dated years ago. Will, Bill, it doesn't matter. Did she ever talk about him?
Not really. She doesn't like to, and I understand. Lost loves are tough.
Well, I'll give you the quick version. They were some young lovebirds. But she got to a point where she realized that there wasn't a long-term future with him. So she called it off. Broke her heart, but she knew she was saving herself from even more pain. The point of that is Emily needs to see a future. I know she thinks about a ring as a symbol of forever. Do you think she wants that forever with you?
I sure hope so.
Okay. I need you to make me a promise. Listen carefully. You need to promise me that you will stick by my daughter's side through every up and down in life. Life isn't easy, and neither is marriage. It's work sometimes, but there is nothing better than the fruits of a healthy marriage. When the going gets tough, you need to work together to find a resolution. The future always has uncertainty. If I could look forward in time and see you handle problems, I would, but I can only judge you on your past. You're a good guy, Hudson, but I don't want you to be the one that walks out the door. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. I promise that I'll stand by her side through it all.
Thank you.
So, is that a yes?
Yes, that is a yes.
Thank you so much, sir. I promise you won't regret this. Can I take you up on that drink now?
We got a Knob Creek or Four Roses?
Is that bourbon? That question may have made him second guess his decision, but who knows. I had the yes, and the next step was setting up the perfect moment to pop the question, so that's what I did. It was a cool night in September. God, we loved September. We were picking out pumpkins at a pumpkin patch, and I knew that that would be the perfect place. Emily was loyal, but she is also one of the most precise people I know. She's not gonna pick a pumpkin unless she inspects every crevice and knows it's perfect. So I asked the folks working at the church if I could hide a ring on a special pumpkin, and that's what I did. The proposal wasn't perfect because she totally thought that somebody had lost their ring. She started to run around frantically looking for the lady without a ring, but I made it known pretty quickly that it was hers. I think that was my favorite attribute about Emily. She was selfless. One of the most gorgeous girls you'll ever meet, eyes that pull you in and a smile that keeps you around, but any girl can be beautiful. Emily was more than that. She had so much love to give. I know this is way more information than you probably need, but I'm trying to paint you a complete picture of who she was to me, so you can understand her the way I did. For example, I remember this one day I came home. It was in October of 2024. Now, October was important to us because of Halloween. There was something special about having a day every year where everyone decides to let loose and be someone else for a day. We were really into that. So when it came to decorations, she went all out. So I walk in while she was putting up Halloween decorations.
Oh, Hudson, honey, I'm so glad you're home. I bought a bunch of spooky goods at the grocery store today, but I can't reach up high enough to hang the top spider web. Can you get it?
Of course.
Thank you. I love you.
Don't you think these decorations are a bit overboard?
What do you mean?
To put it frankly, it looks like you bought a whole pumpkin patch and brought it home.
It is not that many.
Yes, it is. Look at this. One pumpkin, two pumpkin, three pumpkin, four pumpkin.
Who are you? The Count?
No, but I can be. One pumpkin. Two pumpkin.
Hush, I get it. You know I love Halloween, though.
I do too, just not as much as you.
Well, I'm sure you'll love it as much as I do when we have a couple little munchkins one day.
I'm sure I will.
Think about how fun we can make it for them. Decorating the house, watching old scary movies, family costumes.
Yeah, it'll be great.
What do you want to name our kids?
You think we should wait until we have them to name them?
Officially? I suppose, but isn't it fun to think about? One boy, one girl. What do you think about the name Albert?
That's the oldest man-sounding baby name I've ever heard.
Okay, what about Austin?
I can do Austin.
And for our girl?
I don't know. What do you think?
What about Olivia?
How about Ophelia?
I love it.
Well, Ophelia and Austin it is.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you too.
We were kids. We hadn't experienced life yet. The weight of responsibility, the pain that comes with consequences. We hadn't been there yet. It was a time of ignorant bliss. Married, but everything was a dream. That honeymoon phase that had lived its expected lifespan. We never had fights, just minuscule disagreements. Hardly anything to gripe about. I used to think that you would learn everything you need to know about a person with time. I know now that this isn't true. You learn the most about someone when they're down. So how were we supposed to know what we were in for, and we had only been floating?
When you live together for an extended period of time, you can't hide anything anymore. Whether it's emotions, desires, hobbies, you can't hide any of it. And what I quickly realized was that Emily was still a free spirit. She wanted to go out and continue to be this social butterfly with no liability to the world.
Hudson couldn't hide his emotions anymore. He was a jealous type. Jealous of things he couldn't control, whether that was a situation or me. If he didn't have control, he couldn't be happy with anything else. That aspect of him started to outweigh the good. It took me a while to make that realization. He would make me feel bad for living my life. Then he'd see how upset I'd be and try to sweet-talk me. You're my little flower princess. It used to be a sweet nickname, but then it became a crutch when asking for forgiveness. Regardless of how irritating that behavior was, it never caused me to question the marriage. Did I question the timing? A little, but did I question whether I married the right person? No. I knew Hudson was the person I was supposed to be with. I just felt like he never trusted me, and that always bothered me. I never gave him a reason to distrust me before everything happened.
Everything changed when the Enigma entered our lives. Jackson.
Side 1 completed. To continue, flip over to side 2.